In her over 60-year Hollywood career, costume designer Edith Head worked on hundreds of movies and received 8 Oscars out of 34 nominations. She was one of the most recognized and revered women in the industry when she passed away at age 84 in 1981. Captivated by her spirit, actress and director Susan Clausen created A Conversation with Edith Head. It's based on Head's own letters and memoirs, and it invites the audience to interact with Clausen's portrayal as she reminisces about her career. A Conversation with Edith Head has won acclaim from around the world, even from many of Edith Head's own friends and confidants. I had a chance to talk with Susan Clausen as she prepares to become Edith Head once more for a limited engagement at the Invisible Theater beginning Thursday, March 3rd.
Edith really created herself. She was teaching. She has a master's degree from Stanford in languages. She was teaching, really did not have an art or design background, at the Hollywood School for Girls. And her classes then included an art class, so she took some drawing classes. She needed money during her summer break and saw an ad, wanted sketch artist, work for Cecil B. DeMille, write Howard Greer for appointment. So in her class, she was really doing landscapes. So she borrowed sketches from all her classmates and went to see Howard Greer, who was the chief designer at Paramount. And he said, wow, I've never seen so much talent in any one portfolio, because there was landscape, there was magazine illustration, everything that she borrowed from her classmate. And she got the job. And that's the lore. That's the kind of myth about Edith Head. But she was a smart woman. She considered herself to be a better diplomat than a designer, and she learned quickly. She was 44 years at Paramount, and in 1967, when big corporations came in and it was really the end of the studio system, she maneuvered her way through her friendship with Lou Wasserman, who was head of Universal, and with Alfred Hitchcock, and spent the last 14 years of her life at Universal, and died 2 weeks after the wrap of her last film, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
What are some of the characteristics that you think define Edith's film work?
She was chameleon-like. Edith really looked at the character and never wanted her costumes to upstage the storyline. They progressed the storyline. And she had a huge amount of sketch artists working for her. Bob Mackie did. But you can always tell an Edith Head design film because of the attention to detail and because of the attention to the actor. She knew her costumes would show only as well as the actor felt comfortable in them.
Talk a little about Edith's concept of camouflage in costume design.
Her philosophy was like Bing Crosby's theme song. You have to accentuate the positive, and everybody will say, and eliminate the negative. She would say, no, camouflage the negative. She knew everybody's design flaws, figure flaws, and she knew the secrets. She knew if you had a drop away, she knew where you put a little extra padding, but she never gave them away. She was discreet.
What was her perspective on working with male and female stars?
She loved them all. As she said, if she were to pick favorites, which she rarely did, it would be like picking a favorite child. But she loved Cary Grant, felt he could wear anything. And, of course, Robert Redford and Paul Newman were two favorites of hers. Of course, for The Sting, that was her last Academy Award. Interestingly, first time in the history of the Academy Awards that a Best Costume Design Oscar went to a film with no female star. So she was very, very proud of that.
Well, outside of being the recipient of 8 Academy Awards, let's talk a little about her connection with the Academy Awards show in general.
Well, it was very different. Stars didn't have stylists. The studios provided personal wardrobe for the stars when they made appearances and at the Academy Awards. And there was the code as far as the decency of how people would dress was very, very different. So she would be backstage. And if something came up where there was a little too much cleavage showing, she'd take a rose and stick it down there. She would be turning over in her grave if she saw the red carpet nowadays and what people are wearing. And interestingly, she would do red carpet also. She would do interviews. She would comment on that. But she really was what would be considered the stylist for the Academy Awards in the day.
In Hollywood terms, how powerful do you think Edith Head was?
Oh, she was extremely powerful. I have the last 3 years of her calendar. Now, this is when she was, you know, 80, 79, 80, 81. And in fact, Carl Reiner wanted her for Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid because of what she did with Double Indemnity. She did that great film noir and the cachet of having Edith Head a part of it. You have to remember, for the first 21 years of the Academy Awards, there was no category for costume design. So only imagine how many she would have won. The Golden Boys were very, very important to Edith. She would often have them
in her Oscars.
Her Oscars, of course, in a line up there. And she said, there's nothing like a row of Oscars. Put the fear of God into a young actress who thinks she knows everything about dress design. So, and it was a thrill, I'll tell you. We just, in October, were in Los Angeles. So, and it was our Los Angeles premiere of the show. So not only did we have people, producers she worked with, like Norman Lear and Barbara Rush, who they did films together, and other designers, the Costume Designers Guild, which is the union, and Edith was a founding member, hosted the gala opening. And it was so gratifying because they were so touched that we kept the legacy of Edith and let the general public know what a costume designer does.
Well, let's talk about your show, how it's presented, and what the stage looks like.
The stage really looks like Edith's salon. There are panels that have photographs from all 60 years of her career. There are sketches. There are recreations of two of the iconic dresses, what she wore for made for Elizabeth Taylor in A Place in the Sun, and also Bette Davis in All About Eve, the great brown dress. A lot of people don't know it's brown. They think it's black, but of course it was in black and white, and that was another skill of Edith's, to know what would photograph the best with the rich detail.
And what about staying in character for you? Is this a fun character for you to be?
It's a fabulous. It is such an honor to be able to keep her legacy alive. And because I have researched so much about her, and I do have a background in improvisation, I feel comfortable staying as her after the show when I invite people up to share more memories, because the set is filled with photographs and memorabilia. And I have an extensive original collection of things that, if it doesn't come up during the show, because the audience actually gets to ask questions. My host will field questions, and as long as it's time appropriate and I'm able to answer it, I will. But there's so many other things people want to know. I could do a different show every night of a week for, you know, 4 week run of something, because there is so much. It's a lifetime.
Susan Clausen presents A Conversation with Edith Head at the Invisible Theater for 4 performances, Thursday, March 3rd through Saturday, March 5th. We have a link for information on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpublicmedia.org.